Welcome to Thriving at the Beach podcast. I'm Peggy Masterson, and I'm delighted to be your host. I am the director of the Partnership Grand Strand Foundation, and in case you haven't heard about us, we are the nonprofit foundation that is an extension of the Myrtle Beach Area Chamber of Commerce. Partnership Grand Strand was created by local businesses to serve local businesses, and we serve everyone across all 14 communities that we often and fondly call the Grand Strand. Our work puts us in a unique situation where we get the opportunity to collaborate and support many of the organizations that are busy building a better tomorrow in our area. This gives us a wonderful opportunity to collect the details surrounding these growth initiatives and then share them with you. That's really why we created this podcast. So let's dive right in. Today, we're super excited to have Eileen Patinay here with us. We are going to talk all about workforce and workforce development. And I also have BJ here with me, BJ Beaver, who is our Partnership Grand Strand lead in this important area of growth in the Grand Strand. So welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Yes. She works for the South Carolina Department of Employment and Workforce, and she is the Regional Workforce Advisor. So as we get started, I can't wait to hear more, Eileen, about the role that you play and the many things that you're doing to continue to fuel the growth of our workforce in the future. So if you would, tell us a little bit about you and the job that you're in.
Well, thank you for inviting me. Partnership Grand Strand is indeed a valued partner in all we do. As a regional workforce advisor for the South Carolina Department of Employment and Workforce, I serve all of Horry, Georgetown, and Williamsburg County, looking to energize our workforce pipeline. And by pipeline, I mean primarily our students, but that can be anyone who is unemployed, underemployed, can be parents. How can we connect? How can we lift up our workforce? It's so important to me that our students understand all that's available to them, all the careers, all the training, the free technical college opportunities. Our area is just vibrant with growth and resources, and I think some of our best resources are our students. So I partner with our schools, and I want to point out it's all schools in homeschool, any part of the workforce pipeline. It's not just a public school, although I'm highly engaged with our public schools. Overall, I think I serve about 75 schools.
Whew. Wow. That's huge. So when you talk about all the ways you want to serve these students, how do you get that done across that big of a piece of geography?
You do your best. And fortunately, we've got opportunities across all 16 clusters here. We have opportunities for students who want to go right to work. We have opportunities for students that want a little bit of post-secondary training. And we have opportunities for students that want to get a doctorate. So I'm blessed with not just having one sector of jobs to share with our students. But I will say the rubber meets the road twofold. One is with our teachers. One teacher can reach 150 students. So I can't have a sit down with the, I don't even know how many students I probably serve, 85,000 in my three counties maybe. But if I could reach those teachers, thank a teacher. It's a calling. Being a teacher is not just a job. And I'll also point out that I'm concerned about are we meeting the need of all of our teachers? I sit on the Coastal Carolina University Spadoni Board of Visitors, and that's our mission. How do we let more students find those students that have the calling to go into education? But I digress. The other really important factor that I think we do better than anybody else in the state is we have got the best partners. from Partnership Grand Strand to all of our chambers to our businesses that will come to the table. They don't just complain about, I need help. They say, what can I do? They're proactive. So I challenge all our businesses, if you are being reactive, let's get proactive. And how can you help be part of the solution? Because I promise you, every student wants to work, wants to go to school, wants a career, and together we can find them.
Wow, that's awesome. So the call to action is get involved. And if they want to get involved, how would you recommend they do that?
So fortunately, because we have such strong partnerships, you obviously can call me, but you can call BJ. You can call Rusty Gaskins at the Waccamaw Council of Governments. You can talk to your school. And all of us meet on a regular basis, officially or just when we're on the road. How many times have I talked to you this week? It's Thursday, I think.
I think this is the fourth time this week. I think
okay.
We're on a daily basis now. My wife might be a little jealous. You know?
My husband's grateful I have you to run things by. But so it's about communication. It's about collaboration. And I know those are buzzwords we see in professional development. But I promise you, we have boots on the ground and we're getting it done.
Yeah, I have learned a great deal about the role that the Department of Employment and Workforce plays in a community as I've sat in this chair, in this role. And we value your partnership just as much as you value ours.
Absolutely.
And would love to have you share a couple initiatives that are near and dear to your heart that you're working on right now. And I know some of them you and BJ have worked really closely on. So take us through some of those so that we can get the listeners up to speed.
Well, when we look broadly, and because this is hiring season for students, I want to mention our YES program, Youth Employability. And that's a program that's housed in the DEW portal. It's the project of our Lieutenant Governor, Pamela Evett. And it talks about all those things we want our students to do. We want them to learn work ethic. We want them to learn financial literacy. We want them to connect education with work. So in promoting that, BJ and I have been beating the drum with events such as Build Something Amazing, focused on the trades. Have you noticed the building going on here in construction? We're comfortable here in this podcast room because we have HVAC. Trades are important to
Absolutely.
Our daily life.
Definitely. Yeah. Absolutely.
No matter
Definitely.
What business you are, you want to support the trades. So BJ and Horry Georgetown Tech, Horry County Schools, and the Department of Employment and Workforce came up with a concept, a hands-on for high school students who have already articulated an interest or an inclination in the trades through their individual graduation plan. Which parents, if you're not familiar with that, ask your school counselor, the IGP. It's very, very important. This summer, BJ approached us about an idea to host a youth leadership program at Coastal Carolina University. And yes, folks, he was going to do overnights.
The joys.
It took him a week to recover.
I'll tell you, that last day, I thought we were going to have to roll him out to the car. But again, thanks to partnerships like Dan Hoppe.
Absolutely.
Coastal Carolina. I know I'm going to forget someone.
We had Coach Beck was a great participant in the program, Dr. Tiffany Hollis.
That's right. CCU. Tiffany got it rocking and rolling. Yep. Brooks Harper, who's a South Carolinian author. And this just hit it out of the park. Far exceeded expectations. The first time you do something, you expect hiccups. Right away you think, okay, we need to have a meeting and fix what went wrong. It was phenomenal.
Well, thank you.
Just one of the best experiences, so meaningful to the students. Educators took time during the summer to thank us, to share on their pages, and we had students from Loras, Green Sea, Early College.
I believe we had about 8 of the 11 high schools in the public school system attend, and then we also had Christian Academy.
Christian Academy in Myrtle Beach, which is a fully accredited STEM school.
So tell us a little between the two of you, what went on at the camp, and what, I guess, inspired you as our local workforce development manager to participate?
So what inspired me? I think anytime we can get students from around Horry County, especially our rural areas, onto a college campus, I'm in. Anytime we can help students learn what leadership means. And it doesn't mean you're the one with the most likes on social media. It doesn't mean you're class president. It means you have potential, we believe in you, and let's draw it out. The other, probably one of the most meaningful aha moments, was witnessing students that normally would be would compete with each other, would be rivals,
right,
getting along and in the same group, partnering and giving props to each other and lifting each other up. That was very cool.
Yeah, I would just probably like to add in that, you know, we talk a lot about soft skills or essential skills, and I think we were able to help the students uncover what those skills are in a fun environment, right? When we talk about leadership, and everyone gets excited about leadership, they want to lead, they want to take that next step in their life, and they think leadership is that opportunity. Those soft skills of, like you said, working together, conflict resolution, coming out of your shell and really just trying to put yourself out there, those are great skills that employers are looking for that I think we were able to touch on in a very fun and informative way for the students.
Yeah. If you can get Myrtle Beach and Conway students to get along in a camp, we can work together at a local Bojangles.
Yeah, yeah. And sleep in the same dorm.
In the same dorm.
And one of the things that I really loved about the camp is that there was a plan in place for the students to have impact in the local community.
Yeah.
Can you share a little bit about that, BJ?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, again, talking about leadership, leadership is obviously leading in your organization, but there's a civic piece that's involved in leadership in our mind. And so through that camp, we encourage the students to work together in groups and come up with a civic project that they could launch in their high school. So we had like a food drive for animals, for animal supplies. We had a mental health campaign to talk with students who were, you know, maybe freshmen in high school, getting used to getting into the high school environment and where could they get support from a mental health standpoint. So we had some really great projects that the students came up with when they identified a need within their own school and gave them the ability to kind of think that through. How would you launch that? Who would you need to get involved at the high school with, you know, whatever. It may be a teacher or it may be an administrator who had to get involved so you can actually take this idea and better your school and start to build that. And our goal is to check in with those students throughout the school year to see how those projects are going.
And BJ and I have had conversations about ways we can bring those students in to leadership roles, maybe at early college, high school, and places like that. One of the cutest moments was when we brought in nationally recognized author, motivational speaker, Brooks Harper, and we opened it to questions. And frequently you'll get, how much do you make, or what kind of car do you drive? Do you remember what the student said? What is your why?
That is right, yep.
And I thought, we reached them.
Yep. Yep.
And he was like, whoa, all over the country, nobody has asked me that.
Mm-hmm. I believe he had to change part of his presentation because the kids were like so on top of it.
He's like, I got to go. Because you didn't get what I originally was going to do. He said, what a group. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So build something amazing in Youth Leadership Camp. Yeah. Are there other initiatives that you'd like to share with us?
Well, I would like to share P2P is coming back with the support of the Bunnell Foundation.
Awesome.
And with support of a lot of our local partners, such as, I'll get in trouble. Go to the Bunnell P2P. I know Tidelands is on board as well as other companies.
Can you just tell folks that are
Listening
that might not know what P2P
is?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. P2P is It's actually called Pathways to Possibilities. It started in Mississippi. The Bunnell Foundation brought it to South Carolina. It hosts about, last year we had 156 businesses, which probably translated to, I would say, 700 business people.
Yep.
About 7,500 eighth graders from as far as Florence to Williamsburg, Horry, Georgetown County. And everything is interactive. It's at the Myrtle Beach Convention Center. I believe it's January 14th and 15th, but we can double check those dates. And it's students come for 2 hours, highly engaging. All the vendors are broken up by career cluster. For instance, our Coastal Carolina Association of Realtors has a huge, how many square feet would you say they take up for the game of life?
It's a large space. I couldn't put square feet to it,
yeah,
but it's a very
large
space.
Yeah, but it's a huge space where they go through life. We've got local companies that participate. Walmart brings a big rig inside. Yep. Santee Cooper brings in all their equipment for students to learn and climb in.
Be Pro, Be Proud is there.
Be Pro, Be Proud, a state initiative, has come in the past. BMW takes a triple-size booth and brings in cars because even though we don't have BMW, we have suppliers here. Mm-hmm. And they're interested in our workforce. So it's all about employers that want to engage with their future workforce.
Yeah. Kind of on that topic, you know, you touched on this a little bit earlier, but can you just kind of reemphasize the importance of our local community, you know, working with our youth to kind of build that workforce pipeline?
Yes. So there is a plethora of activities you can do. And I encourage people, don't be frightened by when I say 7,500 eighth graders. You don't have to start off with a vendor booth there. But you can start off with either reading a book in Freedom Readers. Literacy is so important. You can donate money. You can host a student for a day. You can host a student for 3 hours. Show them what you do. Think about when you were in 9th, 10th grade. If someone had showed you your job, would that have ignited something? Would that have ruled something out?
Yep.
Eileen Fleming was a candy striper in a hospital, thought she wanted to be a nurse. Did not work out.
Yeah.
So it's about ruling out what you want to do and what you want to do and bringing it back full circle. A certain roofing company did not want to participate in Build Something
right.
Amazing. And we said, well, you're always saying you're having a hard time finding people. This is where your pipeline is. And they came and they hired.
Yep.
And when we did a job fair then on Chester Street.
Yep, for the
they
school
brought
district.
The Carolina Forest High student in, they hired him in January.
Yep.
They met him in November, hired him in January. The student was an early graduate
yep.
of Carolina Forest, and he was working there in April. So we've got testimonials as big or as small as you want to go. Let us know, and I will guarantee you that between BJ and I, we will find a place for you.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So what strikes me as I'm listening to both of you speak is how fortunate we are to have an individual in your role, Eileen, that is so active and that is bringing together all of these partners. I mean, that's part of what Partnership Grand Strand was created to do, was to look for those points of connection and synergy. But you've been in this area a long time, right?
Yes, I have.
22
years, yes.
Right? And you've been in a role, this role or a similar role, for quite some time.
Yes.
How long?
About 14 years in this role, and
wow.
Prior to that, I was a school counselor at mm-hmm. Forest Brook Middle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to say thank you on behalf of Partnership Grand Strand for what you're doing in this community. And the honesty is that's the reason we started Thriving at the Beach, was to give individuals like yourself just kind of a – you know, a vehicle to be able to really talk about what happens in the background, because that's the kind of stuff, that's the foundational work that's going to build a better tomorrow for us. And obviously, we're grateful to BJ as well, as he's been a great partner.
He's been a tremendous partner.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you as well, because as we talked about earlier, the collaboration that happens behind the scenes, you know, that really doesn't get seen often, but it takes a lot. And your leadership and your support through all of our initiatives, anytime I have an idea, I call Eileen, what do you think? And, you know, she gives us how we can make something better and how we can really impact the community. So I appreciate your support. I just wanted you to hear that from me.
Thank you. And I will say, we would be remiss if we didn't thank the stakeholders that support Partnership Grand Strand.
Absolutely.
Our legislators, and the DEW is actually a cabinet agency of the governor. Our leader is William Floyd, and it happens because of our stakeholders, whether they be Horry County, Myrtle Beach, or Columbia-based. So I really believe we've got a best practice model that I have not seen throughout the United States in South Carolina. And I think here in our region, we're finding results that are just tremendous and successful. So
as we kind of wrap things up, I always try to ask our guests the same question. And I love when I get a chance to speak to somebody that's had some tenure in this marketplace.
Because that's a nice way to say it.
Yeah. Well, what I mean is individuals that have known the market for a long time can better identify shifts or changes in trend as it relates to momentum and the elevation of collaboration and those kind of things. And I'm interested in your perspective over the time that you've been here and the time that you've worked in this role. Are you seeing things change? And if so, in what direction, and maybe specifically what is changing?
So I think when I began way back at Forest Brook, I think I saw potential, but people weren't connecting. We weren't weaving the yarns of growth, but it was out there just kind of bobbing around. And I think that we have worked on a tapestry, essentially, with the diverse yarns, the occupations, the residents. We've always got new people coming in. So there is an element of retraining or onboarding new people as our area grows, that it's not a setback, but it's ongoing. And whether it's new chamber members, new residents, new parents, new stakeholders, that's ever evolving. But I think that tapestry, it's woven tighter and tighter as we go. And now we've got a sample to show. You know, we've got results. We've got testimonials from many companies.
Sure.
Do you know, I just learned this, HTC, and I'm going to forget his title, but his first name is Vaughn, started out as an intern 20 years ago.
Oh, my God. I've met Vaughn. Yeah.
Wow.
And there you have it. We can do this, folks. Your workforce, your future workforce is waiting for you. Yep. Come meet them.
Awesome.
I love it.
And again, as you said, BJ, it doesn't happen in a silo. And what we hear consistently, Eileen, as we've had a chance to chat with folks, is folks feel good about where we're headed. They feel good about what the future holds. Yeah. And that didn't happen by accident. And that's really what we're trying to portray here and communicate, that folks like yourself have had such a commitment long before it was popular or long before anybody talked about it, to know that that's what we needed to do to get the tapestry tight, as you talk about.
Yeah.
I love that analogy.
I just thought of that.
Well,
I may
touche.
Use that, right?
Very good.
I'm going to steal it.
Use it again.
Well, thank you so much for sharing what you do and some of the initiatives that you have underway, and some of which you've already worked on. We look forward to a long and prosperous, you know, partnership as we continue to move forward and uncover new ideas.
Yep.
And with that, I think we'll wrap this little podcast up, and I hope you'll come back and see us again soon.
I would love to. Thank you for the opportunity, and thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for joining us, and I'll always take your call. How about that?